afternoon. Welcome to the Good, the Bad, and the Reality. We're brought to you by the Unity Group and 8A The Easy Way, your fast-track to government contracting. I'm Roger Vaughn, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Stacy and Myra. Stacy, Myra, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here today.
Good. Well, each week, our show is we talk about what makes business ownership so rewarding as it relates to the challenges of running a small business and ultimately why you chose to do what you do. So, young ladies, what's going on today in the world? What's up with Marta?
I want to know that too. How do you not know where the money was spent?
Well, it goes to show you that whatever business that you're doing, whether it's you're doing government work or business to business, always document what you're doing.
Definitely, yeah. I think that's one of the missing keys in a lot of even big businesses is you can never have enough documentation.
Well, the old saying, document, document, document. Yeah.
So I guess in the real world of technology, it's email, email, email.
Unfortunately, sometimes that's the only thing that people go by, which ultimately can get lost in the ions out there. Yeah. But, it just goes to show you that if you don't document properly, it can and will come back to bite you in some aspects. And even in the form of getting money or money lent to you, you have to document properly. And that being said, who do we have on our guest today?
Well, in the studio, we've got Kimberly Hopper. She's with All Points Financial, and she's going to be talking with us just about that as far as lending and making sure that businesses can get the money that they need to succeed and grow. So welcome to the show, Kimberly.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. So let me just get started. Tell me a little bit about what you do with All Points Financial.
All Points Financial is a commercial lending service professional business that lends on the secondary market. Mm-hmm. And our clients love coming to us because normally they have either been turned down by a traditional bank mm-hmm. or they're looking for untraditional financing.
I can certainly relate to that. I'm not sure if you know, but I have a 20-year background in banking. So I unfortunately have been on that side of telling a client, no, they can't receive the money they need to start their business, grow their business, and not very much a fun place to be.
So it's not. Didn't you hate doing that?
Absolutely. So tell me, what's the difference between going to a bank and going to the secondary market for financing?
Well, first of all, when you go to a bank, they are looking at the risk that they have to take when they lend you money. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, they're looking at your character, your credit, which are only two of the C's, your condition, mm-hmm. And one of the big things is the economy. Right. When we look at banks, they've gone off into a different trend right now because of what the economy is doing. It's doing the wave thing, the up and down, the up and down, but when they go to the bank sees those things, and when they look at credit, it's credit driven, and if you don't have that credit score that a bank is looking for, then you might as well walk out the door. Mm-hmm. And so when you come to us, it's not completely based off of credit. You can have a bankruptcy, you can have a foreclosure, and we can find a lender that mm-hmm. probably will finance you.
Now, is there a minimum that they have to ask for when they're a small business? Like in the banks, they used to say you have to ask for $50,000 or more to really ask for funding.
Well, at All Points Financial, we have a minimum of $150,000. Okay. If they're below that $150,000, then 9 times out of 10, we're going to funnel them to either a micro lender mm-hmm. That's going to do that small balance.
Right.
So on those ones that are kind of not asking for that big ticket value out there at $100,000, do they still have those microloans also looking for that same kind of qualities that you're looking for?
No. Sometimes you've got to really do your research when you're looking for any type of lender. Mm-hmm. And it's going to depend on the criteria that individual lender requires. So when they're looking for a micro lender, they have to do their homework. They have to inquire about what is the criteria for me to get a loan.
Right. I know you mentioned that credit is a big piece mm-hmm. that oftentimes traditional banks are looking for, and that's not necessarily the case with your company.
Right.
I also know, having worked at a lot of major banks here in the city, cash flow is huge.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, most of the traditional banks are cash flow lenders. What's different in that regard with All Points Financial?
Well, when we look at what we call debt service coverage ratio,
mm-hmm.
We are looking at a lower ratio than what the banks are looking for. And so that is the reason why a lot of them qualify with us, because the ratios that our lenders are looking mm-hmm. for are a lot lower than what the banks are looking for.
Right, right.
And for those of us that are maybe racially challenged.
Wait, no,
well, yeah, explain in layman terms what that is.
What that is that if you let's go to the residential side, in which a lot of people have purchased a home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what they look at is the total amount of debt that they have versus the total amount of income that they have. Same thing happens on the commercial lending side, except for we're looking at the total amount of business debt and the total amount of business income that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And so a good supporting factor is for those people that are looking to quit their jobs before starting a business. That's not a good idea because sometimes we will use that income that mm-hmm. they're making from employment to include it mm-hmm. in that debt service ratio.
Right.
So it's going to make it stronger, you know, versus you come into the table and you say, well, I'm just depending on my business and we just started, so we really don't have an income. We just have debt.
Never a good position to
not
be in.
Not a good position at all.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, oftentimes people will quit their jobs and then come to you for mm-hmm. lending. Tell me how you started your business.
I started my business while I was working.
Mm-hmm.
While I was working, I set my business up. I positioned myself in the marketplace mm-hmm. prior to leaving my job. Once I left my job, I knew what it was going to take
right.
in order for me to stay leveraged in my business.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to do the pre-work, mm-hmm. You know, before you step off. You have to plan. Everything takes planning.
Absolutely.
Your business takes planning. You need a business plan, you know. So this is the things that you have to look at prior to leaving. And it's not false. It's the real picture. Don't be afraid to look at the real picture. If mm-hmm. you need more money, don't leave your job.
Right. Absolutely. Well, great advice. So what are some of the costs? If somebody is coming, you know, listening today and they do need financing, need to, you know, working capital or what have you to grow their business, what kind of costs are involved in doing a loan through you?
Well, one of the first things that we look at All Points Financial is the company or the business or the business owner serious?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're serious about coming and you're looking for financing, then what you've done is you've put everything into play. You've got your business plan. You know what you want. You know why you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got your projections.
Right.
Okay, so that answers a lot of the questions for us
mm-hmm.
when we look at the business plan and we look at the projections. Some people say we're not a numbers person. Then I suggest you find an accountant that is, you know. You know, so you know, because that's crucial.
Absolutely.
That is a crucial point. But when we look at the cost, what we're looking at is initially we have a due diligence fee. And when we say due diligence, that means that we're not coming to play. You know, we're serious.
Mm-hmm.
So that due diligence fee for us is $500. And their $500, we start to work on finding them a lender. We start to creating the paperwork. We start to putting the package together. Once we put the package together, we get a letter of commitment from that lender. That lender at that point is going to outline the cost.
Mm-hmm.
We normally will charge an origination fee. That origination fee is included in the closing cost.
Right.
Okay, if the lender says no, the origination fee has to be separate, then we do a separate agreement with the owner, the business owner. Mm-hmm. In that agreement could say 1 to 2 to 3 points. It just mm-hmm. all depends on how much work we had to do.
Complexity of the loan.
Yes, mm-hmm. but that due diligence fee is subtracted mm-hmm. from that origination cost.
Okay.
So it's not like it's going away, not
right.
unless they just walk off from us and say, mm-hmm. we don't want the loan anymore. So we've done all that work.
Right.
And now you want to walk away from the table. So it's a non-refundable fee.
Understandable.
So it's all about that paperwork again.
Absolutely.
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 And when I hear you say due diligence, to me that means accountability.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So on the aspect of the, once they get that letter of commitment, how long is the process after that of their getting their money, basically?
Well, basically, it's going to depend on what we have to do, the conditions of
okay.
the loan. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The conditions may require that they have an appraisal, you know, so we've got to get the appraisal done. They may have properties, and I'm working with a client right now that has properties, and it has to be transferred mm-hmm. into an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to go to the title company and work with right. the attorney to get everything mm-hmm. transferred. So it's going to depend on the loan. Once they get that letter of intent, the lender will give them an expiration date
right.
for that letter of intent. They've got to execute the letter of intent by signing it, dating it, and saying that they agree with the terms. Once they do that, that gets the ball rolling. And when I say it depends on the type of loan, we also do contract financing. So when we're looking at contract financing, it's going to depend if the client, do you have the contract? You know,
okay.
We need to physically see that contract.
Mm-hmm.
If they're saying, well, we've been awarded the contract, but we don't have it yet, that may take some time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all depending on what type of program we're working in and the requirements or conditions of the loan.
So a contract, meaning they could be a subcontractor?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So like if they are doing construction, they're teaming up with another big construction firm and they have a timeline.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
If I heard you correctly, you alluded to the fact of different types of, different types of programs do you have? Because not all one size fits all.
Right. One size definitely does not fit all. We have looked at the market and said, what is needed? What's the demand out mm-hmm. there? Construction is a big piece.
Right.
So we have construction financing. If that construction is with the government and they have a contract and they are a subcontractor, we'll do that. We will also factor invoices that they have, as well as accounts receivables. So we need their accounts receivable aging report.
Mm-hmm.
Those become the collateral.
Right.
The contract becomes the collateral. We also do commercial buildings, apartment complexes, multifamily complexes. So it's gonna depend. We do not finance residential, but we use it as collateral.
Mm. Well, that's good to know, because there are oftentimes business owners that are looking to leverage a personal home they have, or maybe a rental home they have,
right?
In order to start or fund their business. So
right.
that's great to know that you do that. Now, I know a lot of times, just when I was in banking, a lot of business owners were scared of the whole factoring piece because they didn't necessarily want their clients to know that they were leveraging the receivables that they were getting.
Right.
So with the factoring that you do, does the client still, are they involved in that collection process with their own clients?
Right. Well, let's think about it for a minute, because when we look at factoring,
mm-hmm.
you have to realize that here's your lender, and he's saying, or she's saying, what do we have for collateral?
Right.
Okay. Now, if we look at the collateral is a building, then we're going to go out there and do an appraisal of
mm-hmm.
the building. So
right.
if we look at the collateral is invoicing or accounts receivable,
mm-hmm.
then what they have to do is verify.
Right.
So if it's accounts receivable, we will do business-to-business accounts
mm-hmm.
receivables.
Okay.
And I don't know a business out there that does not look at another business when they're trying to finance.
Absolutely.
And want to help, you know, mm-hmm. to keep that business alive. Mm-hmm. And when they do that, that means, okay, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to leverage my accounts receivables, but I'm going to call my business clients because you'll know mm-hmm. which ones you're utilizing.
Right.
I'm going to call them in pre-position and let them know that I'm, you know, leveraging my accounts receivables, or I'm getting a loan utilizing my accounts receivables, and they may call you,
okay.
you know, just to mm-hmm. verify. And I think that businesses nowadays in this mm-hmm. environment understand that.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. it's all about pre-positioning, like you mentioned.
Exactly.
So. You alluded to construction being one of the primary areas nowadays. What about a company that's services oriented? Is it more difficult for them to get financing versus someone who has a see it, touch it, taste it, feel it type of business?
Well, yes, it is. And the reason being is because we're looking at really intangible mm-hmm. collateral, you know. Mm-hmm. And when we look at service, it depends on the type of service that the business is offering mm-hmm. when we look at that. Say, so if we say that we're looking at a CPA, okay, or a doctor's office, okay, we're going to look at receivables. We won't do to the receivables for consumer receivables. Mm. Only business to business.
Only okay. B2B.
Yeah.
So if you had to do a checklist for a small business, what would like be the top five things that you would want them to have before they call you? So that way they would know they have all the documents or whatever, you know, we were talking about multiple different things there. Are there like the top five things that you highly recommend for them to have before they call you?
Yes. Number one is they need to understand their business so that they can communicate it to me, you know, because it's more or less like we're walking in and we've got a canvas, okay?
Right.
Now, you've got to paint the picture for mm-hmm. me, and then I'm going to look at the picture and be able to see what you've
right.
painted,
mm-hmm.
you know? So the capabilities of being able to communicate what you'd like to do, where you've been, and where you're going.
Okay.
That's mm-hmm. number one. So be open and willing to talk.
Okay.
Number one. Number two is that you've put those ideas on paper. A business plan.
That business plan, yeah.
That's right.
That keeps coming
that
up.
That keeps yeah. coming up. Planning, planning, planning. And then when we look at number three, know what you want. You know the dollar amount and why you want it. Number four is probably going to do the financials. We want to see the financial statements. We want to see the tax returns. We want to see an accounts receivable aging report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the things. And we can't, you know, you can't put everything in one box. Where one individual business may need accounts receivable because that's their collateral.
Right.
Another one may be utilizing a building.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but the primary things are the tax returns and the financial statements.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say financial statements. What is that? Your profit and loss statement, your balance sheet,
mm-hmm.
and your interims. And people say, what's an interim? Okay, so now we're in October.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's almost the end of the year, really.
Right.
Yeah.
So the interim would be from January through September,
okay.
to the end of September.
Okay.
Right.
And the reason why we need that is because we want to look at where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes a bigger part when you are in the first quarter of the year.
Right.
You know, because we're really trying to figure out how you're going to do at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're closer to the end of the year, when we look at that interim, we've only got to project one quarter.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, it sounds to me like everything wraps back up to that business plan you were talking about. Because as I look at, one, understand your business, know what you want, financial accounts, receivable aging reports. And I number five skips my mind. But in any event, it seemed like it all reverts back to the business plan
mm-hmm.
and putting it down on paper. And then really understanding what you have. Now, It sounds like you have a great business concept, obviously, and not all hope is lost for those businesses out there. So how do you get in front of people? How do you find your clientele, or do they find you?
Well, a lot of my clients come from bank referrals, bank referrals or networking. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of networking. I do a lot of networking. I love getting out there, mm-hmm. talking to people, meeting people, understanding how All Points Financial can help those clients out there that have a need for financing. How can we help you to save your business? You know, we get that a lot, too. What I would say number 5 would be on that list is have some cash to come to the table mm-hmm. with. Have some skin in the game.
Oh, yes.
You know, have some skin in the game. You know, when you come to the table, come with some of the funds available. If the lender says, okay, these are going to be your closing costs, this is your out-of-pocket. We do not want to get to the end of the deal, and we don't have the funds to close the deal.
Right.
So I find my clients by networking, talking to people. I am not afraid of people. I grew up with 10 sisters and 5 brothers.
Oh, my word.
That's something.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that like a basketball team at
that
point?
Absolutely.
That's a football team.
Yeah, it's a football team, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's first and second string right there.
Yeah, really.
Okay. I guess dinner time was rather interesting.
Oh, it was. It really was.
Okay.
Well, you've given us a ton of information, and I know all the business owners out there that, you know, maybe, oh, woe is me, the economy, I can't go to a traditional bank. There are absolutely solutions out there, and I'm so glad that you were able to share all this information so that, you know, the businesses that may be struggling for cash flow know that there are alternate solutions and that
absolutely.
Just because you get a no from the bank does not mean it's the end.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're there to help. And we've always prided ourselves with saying that we provide solutions that we can stand behind. Mm-hmm. All Points Financial is there in the community, you know.
Well, I do have to ask this one question. It's been bugging me. What is one of the most outlandish things ever brought to you on the table for people that ask for money?
I don't think it's outlandish. I mean, I think that you're finding that a lot of companies are going green, solar. Mm-hmm.
Solar,
you know, and so solar energy is being sold.
Right.
You know, I mean, it expands my mindset to say, OK, what's solar energy? Mm-hmm. How much are you buying?
Mm. Right. It's a whole nother concept. Yeah,
it is. It really is. So so I think the green, everything going green and solar energy being sold out in those rural areas, you know, that's an area that a lot of people don't look at, that USDA loan. The BNI, you know, the business and industry loan that's out there for in the rural areas. You know, you've got a vacant piece of land, and one of my clients is building a solar energy plant out in a rural area.
Wow.
You know, so it's there, and the funding is there.
Mm-hmm. So, Kim, why don't you tell everybody how people can get a hold of All Points? Phone number, email, website?
Yes. We have a wonderful website. You can go to www.allpointsnow, that's allpointsnow.com. And you can also reach us in our office at area code 770-473-9898. Or you can email me directly, and that's kimberly.hopper@allpointsnow.com.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. I really enjoyed it. It's good to get back to my banking roots and talk finance with somebody.
I'm such a nerd. You like the numbers.
That's right.
It's all about the numbers.
And that's somebody to reiterate the importance of a business plan.
Yes, definitely.
Well, it's definitely been an eye-opener and educating experience for me as well. So for the listening audience out there, not all hope is lost. Please sit down and look at what you have and let the experts figure it out, help you figure it out. And just to let you know, join us each week as we talk about what makes business ownership so rewarding as it relates to challenges of running a small business, and ultimately why you choose to do what you do. Thank you for being on the show, Kim.
You're welcome.
And this is Roger Vaughn signing out, and we will talk to you next week.